I was going to try and sing or something there.
Brunch time.
Brunch time, hey. So it's the Brunch Time Podcast. Welcome to it. It's Johnny and Stephanie from The Morning Show on 98.3 The Coast. And this is where we like to just talk about some stuff where either we didn't get to it on the show or it's maybe some random thoughts that we might have. And today's a special day.
It's a great day.
It's not only is it Friday, but it's also, what is it, pizza? It's a certain type of pizza day, right?
National Deep Dish Pizza Day.
Mm. Now, I want to talk about this mainly because you're from the Chicago area and grew up there and probably ate a lot of Chicago-style deep dish pizza, right?
Oh, heck yeah. Growing up, oh my gosh.
Are you completely all about the deep dish pizza, or do you have a certain favorite? Are you like New York style or Detroit style pizza? What are you a big fan of?
Okay, wait. Which one's New York style again?
New York style is the big flat, you know, just the big giant slices that you kind of got to fold up in half.
Okay.
Usually you actually eat it like folded in half.
Okay, and Detroit style is like the square, right?
It's like a deep, it's a certain type of deep dish, but it's like that crispy, yeah, the crispy outer layer, and not like how Chicago style is like. Chicago style to me is more bready.
It is.
More like a pie.
Yeah, that's why they say pizza pie. Let's see. You know what? I'm really not too picky when it comes to pizza. If it's good pizza, it's good pizza. Deep dish? It's incredible. I do love that. But that's one of those things that, I mean, for sure now, being lactose intolerant, I do have to limit
sure.
myself as much as possible. But at least when I was able to actually get pizza every now and then, I wouldn't do deep dish as often just because
yeah.
it is a whole lot of pizza. And like one slice in itself is a whole meal, basically.
Yeah, and that's where I kind of, I do enjoy Chicago-style deep dish pizza,
yeah.
but I don't rank it at the top.
Okay, so what's your top?
My top is probably either Detroit-style pizza
mm-hmm.
or the, because I love it. I'll get that in some places you can get it around here.
Yeah.
I think Little Caesars and Jets and a couple
yeah.
of places like that. But I like it because it's got that crispy,
yeah.
crispy, cheesy, buttery outer layer.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of greasy, and I may feel awful after eating it,
well,
but
as pizza in general, but you enjoy it the whole time.
In the moment, it is so good because you can kind of, you can almost just slice them up and then dip those into sauce.
Mm-hmm.
To me, Chicago style can just be a mess.
Oh, it is. You have to eat it with a knife and fork.
Yeah.
You really do. I mean, you can try the other way, but yeah, it's a disaster. But New York, I do love a good New York style pizza too, every now and then if you want
Absolutely.
More of that thinner crust. And it's kind of fun to fold it like a taco.
Uh-huh.
And
oh,
eat
yeah.
it that way.
And just eat it like that. Yeah. And when you get a big slice of pizza, you always have to try and do it that
uh-huh.
way. Because I'm like, good luck trying to
just eat it the other way.
Two hand that thing and then it just flops over. You got to fold it. But what about pizza toppings? What are your, because I mean, you don't eat pizza that much
yeah.
because of lactose intolerance, but I'm sure you sneak a slice every once in a while.
Oh, heck yeah. You got to. Okay, let's see. You know what? I'm pretty basic for the most part. I don't like any meat really on my pizza. If anything, I can handle some pepperoni. But I never been a fan of sausage or, you know, anything like that. So I'm usually more of just a cheese person.
Okay.
But then if I am going to get toppings, I'm going to do like an onion spinach and, you know where this is going, anchovies.
Oh, I was thinking pickles.
Pickles.
Have you seen the pickle thing? There's been a lot of pickles on pizza.
What, like sweet pickles or dill?
Just like straight up dill, which you would throw on your burger.
Weird.
Just put that on a pizza, even, I don't know.
I mean, I would try it, but I don't know how that would be.
See, I don't know how the sauces would interact.
That's
because
what I'm
thinking. I feel like, okay, I can have a tomato on a burger and all that, but that the spices and the sweet spiciness of the sauce, I feel like you have to get a certain type of pickle in order for that to be a good choice. Now, I would consider like, your breath would be absolutely awful afterwards, but I feel like almost like a garlicky kind of sauce.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Almost like if you did the white, like Alfredo sauce on
yeah.
there and then you put the pickles on there, that I could get on board with.
Okay. See, when it comes to pizza, garlic that up like crazy.
Oh, yeah.
I love that.
The more garlic, the better.
Yep.
If you're not using a ton of garlic, like a whole bulb of garlic when you're making a pizza,
yep.
then you're doing it wrong.
Yeah, and then like mixing that with the butteriness to the crust. Oh, it's so good. Now you're making me actually, since I'm going to Chicago this weekend, and you're making me want to get some deep dish at least.
You should. You should.
I'm thinking about it, but I've also been craving some other foods too that I can get from there, and I'm like, all right, now I got to like weigh my options, see which one's going to be the best choice.
That's another reason why the Chicago style kind of goes down to loses a couple notches on my list, because of the I like the ease of the next day.
Yeah.
You know, put it in the fridge and then eat it the next day. And Chicago style, it's hit or miss sometimes.
Yeah, that's true. Because
I like good cold pizza.
Yeah, and that one's going to be a challenge to eat cold, and it might not just warm. Even if you do want to warm it up, it might not
do so well.
It might get
soggy.
Yes, this crust totally gets soggy on the bottom.
So that's what I'm always worried about, because I've been to some of the, like, big-time Chicago places.
Like what?
Giordano's.
What about Gino's East?
Gino's East.
See, I love Gino's East.
And sometimes they've been soggy.
Really?
Like right in the middle, it's just been kind of soggy.
Ah,
I'm like,
that's unfortunate.
Come on, man. And then it ruins my whole day.
One that used to be really good, and I just haven't been there in years, is Uno's. Because they still have a couple of those, like, right
like
in the
Uno's
downtown area. Yeah. Oh, that is good stuff. They had good deep dish for sure.
Oh, man. Now I want deep dish.
I'm like mouth watering.
I would say if you could, I would say bring some. But by the time it gets here on Monday, it won't be that great.
Yeah, that's true. Because I was going to say I'd have to order it right when I'm leaving. Mm-hmm. I would just have to deliver it to you, like at your place.
You would have to, but still, it would be that 2 hours of sitting in your car. And I don't know.
Maybe
we need to create some sort of pizza heater.
To like hold in the car and everything.
Yeah, that you can just plug into your little lighter thing and then just go from there. But we'd love to know what kind of favorite pizzas you have. You can send us an email, send us a message on Facebook or Instagram. I believe you can even comment somewhere after this podcast on this page if you're at 983thecoast.com. Either way, we'd just love to know what kind of pizzas you love. Deep dish, New York style, whatever it may be. Feel free to get a hold of us, and feel free to like the podcast, subscribe to it, give it a thumbs up, whatever you do on your podcast app. I don't know. They change.
Yeah,
so
all of them
are
a little
things.
Different. Yeah.
So, but we'll be back on Monday.